Numbers through one with Warsaw leading Homestead 12-11. The Lady Spartans were 5 of 10 from the field, 0 of 3 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the line. Warsaw 4 of 14 from the field, 3 of 10 from three-point range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Homestead 7-4. Homestead with 3 turnovers, Warsaw with 1. And quarter 2 begins with the Spartans in possession. They're bringing it to the near end, and this is Liv Fry. Fry off a heavy screen from a new kid in there. That's Celine Ozcan, and a three-pointer on the left side is good by Mollering. Mollering hits a three-pointer. Homestead's back in the lead 14-12. For Carly, that's her 26th three-pointer of the year. And the other way, Neely scores. Neely drives in for the left, beat the Homestead defense to tie the game for the first time at 14. At the line, Fry against Neely. On the weave, hands back to Mollering. Now to Ankenbruck. She'll hand off to McLaughlin. Warsaw will switch that. Now to Fry. Into the near corner. Mollering again for three. That one's way short. Rebound bounces around, and it's going to be a held ball. And this time the air belongs to Warsaw. Bricker back into the game. Zartman gets a break at 7:19, a quarter two. And full court pressure coming here from the Spartans. Or is there? Nope. They backed out of it. As you heard Lenny Krebs say, Rod Parker doesn't like to press. He will if they're losing, if he really thinks he has to. He will, but he doesn't like to. He likes to have fresh girls. And Velma throws a wild pass. It's taken away by Homestead. And then Velma knocks the ball away. It's loose on the floor. Everybody diving for it. We'll have a held ball, and the arrow belongs back to Homestead. Zartman back in for Velma. For the Lady Tigers. Out of bounds to the Spartans, tied at 14. Homestead number 9 in 4A this week, 16-3. Two losses to teams from the state of Indiana. One to Noblesville, whose record isn't great, but that's a good team. And then to Fort Wayne Snyder, who we know is a good team from at the beginning of the season. Epps against Bricker. Baxter down in the lane. Fakes again. Fakes a third time. That throw pass out top. Chastain got a hand on it. Play goes on. Then McLaughlin falls down. And as she's falling, got it to Fry. Now to Ozcan. Down in the lane for Epps. She's double-teamed, can't shoot. Mollering back to Epps from 22 straight out. Rimming no good. It hit the backboard wire. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Heltzum back in the game for Homestead, playing with two fouls. So an interesting move there by Rod Parker to make that change right here. A minute and a half into quarter two. Bricker walks it up, drifts to the right, bounces for Chastain. Lobs down over the top, good pass inside. Winchester puts it in. Winchester with 5 here in the first half, and Warsaw's back in front 16-14. Our third lead change here of the opening half. They bounce it inside. Good help by Winchester. She knocked it away. Bricker the steal. Racing back 1-on-2. Drives in from the left. Fakes again. Shoots it up in traffic. It's no good. Tipped by Bricker. Batted by Bricker. Winchester saves it in. It's batted around, and finally Heltzum has it for Homestead. Ahead for Mollering. Now to McLaughlin. Stops in transition. Gives it back to Fry. Fry off a heavy screen to the elbow. Epps backs out beyond the three-point arc. Picks up her dribble. Throws it to Mollering. Out of the near side to Fry. She'll jog it out to the center circle. Right side, McLaughlin. Out of the top, Helson for a long three-pointer. It rims short. And a foul on the rebound as Mollering went over the top of Chastain. Her first... Team's first of quarter two, out of bounds to the Lady Tigers, who lead 16-14. It has not been the offensive juggernaut that we thought it would be. Easily, you could see both teams in this game getting to 60 points. And it might still. Bricker, right corner, Zartman for a high arching three, and that's good. That's her fourth of the game. She's got 12 points. Warsaw leads 19-14. Across the line comes Epps. Epps fakes right, goes left, kicks it back McLaughlin. Bricker got out on her. Heltzum on the drive, drives right down the lane, flipped it over the backboard. And you heard the whistle, and a foul is called against the Lady Tigers. This will be on Zartman. That's her second. So keep an eye on that. Free throws here for Heltzum. averages 16 points, has two. She is their best at 85% at the free throw line. A 5'11 sophomore, free throw up and in. Helsum's got three, and it's 19-15 Lady Tigers. One more coming up as Homestead tries to crawl back into this game. Again, a five-point lead doesn't mean much in this game. Second one, no good, but Homestead grabs the rebound. And then the ball is knocked away by Bricker, and Helsum comes back up with it. Out to Epps. Left side to Fry. Fry with a head fake, and she traveled. She had about two or three different things in her mind that she wanted to do, and she tried to do too many of them at once. Another turnover for the Spartans. They average 12 a game. They are creeping up towards the halfway point of that. Warsaw with a four-point lead in the basketball, under 5 minutes left to play first half. Chastain right wing over the top again. There's Winchester for two more. Another perfect pass from Chastain. Warsaw leads 25-15. Fry. Hands off for Epps. Stop and go move. Couldn't get past. Kicks it out. Ankebruck for three, and that's good. Her first basket of the game makes it 21-18. Lady Tigers by three. Neely near the center circle. Neely left side for Bricker. Bricker looks inside at Winchester. Dumps it down to her above the block. She'll spin and kick it across. Chastain for a wide open three. That hit the backboard first and then the guide wire and out of bounds. At the beginning of the season, Braley was shooting the ball three or four times a game, but here lately she has shot it very infrequently, mostly on layups. Halfway through quarter two, 21-18, Warsaw leads Homestead. Near side to Fry. Fry looks inside. Now throws it down toward the corner, Ankenbrock. Off a screen from Fry. They pick her up on the switch. Helsum with a jab step and a heavy screen from Ankenbrock. Now on the weave, Epps down to Helsum on the block against Winchester. Her left-handed shot's way wide. Never hit the rim. Rebound to Winchester. There goes Neely the other way. Alexis pulls up for three and hits it. Neely with a transition three-pointer. Her 15th of the year. And Warsaw's back up by six, 24-18. Epps near the center circle. Hands off to McLaughlin. Right side, a long three in the air is an air ball. A miss by Ankebrock and the rebound to Winchester again. Bricker in transition up the left side, down the block, shoots it too high, no good. Winchester crashing down in, grabbed the rebound and got it knocked away. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Brooke Winchester. Wow. Winchester's going to get an offensive foul. You don't see that very often. And Rod Parker wants timeout, and he gets it. Timeout. Homestead, it's a 30. We're going to take it. 3:07 left to play first half. Warsaw 24, Homestead 18. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you in the Tiger Den. Steve Scott back at the station, spinning the dials, or as is the case with us, pushing the buttons and sliding the pot monitors. 24-18, Warsaw. 3:07 left to play here in the first half. Winchester picked up the offensive foul, her first, team's second of the second quarter. Epps will jog it up. Rod Parker with a 30-second timeout to try something new on offense. Helsum back out to the top for Royst. Now to the right side to Epps, off his screen, Ankebrock. Layla Knepp's in the game. She got a hand on that pass, but not enough to stop it from getting to its target. Royst on the drive to the free throw line, back out top, Helsum for three, Neely the rebound for Warsaw. Neely starts up, had the ball knocked away, and it's taken away by Fry. Fry throws it back to a cutting Epps, who's wide open, had the ball stripped out of her hands and out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Epps and belong to Warsaw. No complaint from any of the Homestead players or Rod Parker. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Winchester back in for Knepp. It's Bricker, Chastain, Winchester, Neely, and Zartman out there, the starters for the Lady Tigers. They lob over the top. Winchester with another great catch and another finish. That's three times from the right wing they've made that work. 26-18. Lady Tigers lead by eight over the number nine team in 4A. On the left side, open is Mollering, doesn't shoot it. Royst out of the right side for Epps. Epps back to the top on the near side for Ankenbruck. She couldn't get past. Now Epps hands back and gets it back on the left wing. Tries the baseline. Zartman cut her off. Now to Mollering. At the top on the right side to Fry. Hands back to Epps. Pass inside. Tipped by Bricker. Taken away by Winchester. Up ahead to Zartman at the line. 1:40 left to go in the half. Warsaw leads by 8. Winchester got the ball at her normal spot there. Just a step behind the three-point arc. Thought about the three-pointer that would have raised the roof on this place. Instead, they'll run some time. Neely out top, left side to Bricker. Winchester once in the post, fighting and get it in there. Zartman picks up her dribble. She needs help, finds Neely on the right side. Timeout called by Warsaw. This will be a 30. We'll take one here as well. 1:18 left to play, first half. Warsaw 26, Homestead 18. We're back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Be tuned at halftime because we're going to go through what Saturday looks like and kind of update you on when the changes for some of the sporting events, specifically basketball, when those will take place. Saturday's going to be a pretty busy day here for basketball at the Tiger Den. 1-3-1 half-court trap. Winchester, left side, three. Good. She passed up a three earlier to get that three. She's got 9 in the quarter, and Warsaw leads 29-18 here over number 9 Homestead with 1 minute left to play in the first half. Off a screen, a whistle, and an illegal screen called against Homestead. And Ankenbruck is going to get this one. That's her first. Team second. Out of bounds, the Lady Tigers with 53 seconds left. Warsaw leading by 11, and they have the ball, and they have the possession arrow. Bricker will walk it up, and again, Mollering waiting a couple steps beyond the timeline for her. Again, they clear out the right. Bricker starts in, then backs up. Out to Neely. Neely being pressured by Fry. Right side, Zartman. Zartman looks for cutters, finds Winchester, and she got fouled before she even caught the ball. Mollering knew she was in trouble because here came Winchester across the lane, and at 5'8", she knew that she wasn't going to be able to guard Brooke. Oh, no, they called that on Ankenbruck. She was there, too. That's her second. Inbounds to Bricker, right corner, 35 seconds left to play. Bricker to the free throw line, a hop, skip, and a jump in the lane, and scores. That's Jocelyn's first 2 points of the game, but it makes it 31-18 Warsaw, 25 seconds left to play in the half. A handoff to Fry on the weave. She'll cut back down the left side of the lane, get the basket, shoot off, balance it, score. What a shot there by Liv Fry. 13 seconds left to play. Neely across the line. Picks up her dribble out to Winchester with her foot in the center circle. 7 seconds, six. She'll put her head down. Drive the left side. Got in. Had the ball stripped away out of bounds. And they're going to say that hit Winchester. No foul. And out of bounds off of Warsaw with 3.1 left. And Villema's going to check into the game for the Lady Tigers and get Zartman out of there to avoid her getting a third foul. Expect a long pass here. Mollering to throw it in. They've got 3.1 left. And they're going to throw it in the backcourt to Epps. Epps dribbles to the timeline and across and got down the lane and ran out of time. The shot wouldn't have counted even if it would have gone. Warsaw 31, Homestead 20 at halftime. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Warsaw with the lead 31-20 over number 9 Homestead. First half scoring for the Lady Spartans, Emma Royst has 1, Liv Fry 4, Maya Epps is the leader with 6, Carly Morling with 3, Gabby Helsom with 3, and Whitney Ankenbruck with a 3-pointer for her points. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely with 5, Jocelyn Bricker with 2, and already 2 in double figures, Brooke Zartman 12 points on 4 3-point baskets, 3 of those in the first quarter, and Brooke Winchester with 12, including a 3-point basket and 9 points in the second period. Warsaw led after one 12-11 and then outscored the Spartans 19-9 in the second to build their lead to 11 at 31-20. We were tied once. That was 14. We had 3 lead changes. Homestead won the JV game 41-30. Kaylee Goheen had 9 points. Unfortunately, the Lady Tigers had a 9-2 lead at one point, but the turnovers and the rebounds just were too much to overcome. They had 22 turnovers and we're a minus 13 on the rebound margin. They are now 11-5 on the year. 31-20, Warsaw with the lead. Here in the varsity game, though, we've got the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here in the Tiger Den, Warsaw 31, number 9, Homestead 20. Time for the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Homestead, 8 of 18 from the field in the first half, 44%, 2 of 9 from three-point range, and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 12 of 25 from the field, that's 48%, 6 of 15 from three-point range, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Homestead, 9-7. The Spartans had one offensive rebound and Warsaw 2. And the turnovers, big story there. Homestead only turns it over 12 times a game. They had 8 turnovers in the first half compared to Warsaw's 3. Individually, Brooke Zartman, 4 of 8 from the field, all from 3-point range for her 12 points. Brooke Winchester, 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 12 points to go along with 4 of Warsaw's 7 rebounds. For Homestead, their leading scorer, Maya Epps, just 3 of 6 from the field in the first half. She missed both of her 3-point attempts. She had 2 rebounds. Whitney Ankebruck has 3 points and 4 rebounds in the first half of play. Those are the first half stats brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. The coming week, it looks a lot different than what it did this time yesterday. We will explain what all is going on and give you the timeline of it and get you to the third quarter when we come back next on News Now Warsaw.